USA Radio News.
As President Biden is invoking the Defense Production Act once again to address the baby formula shortage, Los Angeles County has spent $1.25 million on baby formula. The first shipment is expected to arrive next week and will be distributed through the Department of Public Health's Nurse Family Partnership Program. The Ukraine president is stating Russian forces are blocking Ukraine from exporting 22 million tons of food products that include grain, barley, sunflower, and more. During his remarks at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, President Zelensky warned of famine and a hunger catastrophe. Earlier in May, Ukraine closed its four ports. Some of the ports were captured by Russian forces while others were barricaded. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
As people reflect on what went wrong leading up to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting where 19 children and two adults were killed, some are choosing to concentrate on lessons learned. USA Radio News' Kenny Burns has more.
Texas Senator John Cornyn says the focus in the aftermath of the school shooting in Uvalde should be on lessons learned and not finger-pointing. Quote, the second-guessing and finger-pointing among state and local law enforcement is destructive, distracting, and unfair, adding that complex situations require split-second decisions, and it is easy for people to criticize in hindsight. His comments come as local police have faced scrutiny for not engaging the shooter as soon as possible. State officials said Friday that the delay was the result of the on-site commander's belief that children were no longer in harm's way. The 18-year-old shooter was in the elementary school for more than an hour before being shot by Federal Border Patrol agents, but not before 19 students and two teachers were killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
USA Olympian Jordan Poulter said her gold medal was stolen from her car.
We live this crazy life of living in so many different places. So many of us play overseas, then go home, and then come out here and train. And so I keep the medal kind of on me because friends and family I haven't seen in a while, or just people of the community who want to see the medal. Everyone kind of, you know, feels connected to it when they meet an Olympian, and it's such a cool thing to share with people.
According to the Olympian, during a training break at an Anaheim, California gym, the gold medal was stolen from the center console of her car.
Our program had had 12 previous Olympic attempts and finally won our first ever gold medal, and it certainly would be amazing for each of those 12 athletes to have their gold medals.
That was her coach. The Anaheim police are investigating and said the thief will have a hard time selling the gold medal. Hyundai is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles because the seatbelts can explode and send metal fragments throughout the vehicle, posing a safety risk to passengers. The recall includes certain Accents and Elantras from model years between 2019 and 2023, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Owners of recalled vehicles will be notified by mail beginning July 15th, and Hyundai dealerships will repair the vehicles at no charge. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.